every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. They were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some of the party of the Pharisees, who had become believers, stood up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
I rejoice because they said to me, "We will go up to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Jerusalem, built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
According to the decree for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord, in it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David.
Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
For the evangelist John, one of his favorite words appears to be remain. It's a word that he uses quite frequently. Just in the short gospel passage that we have today, he uses it 8 times. Remain in me as I remain in you. Jesus uses this beautiful image of the vine and the branches for this message that he's communicating of what is essential for us to be Jesus' disciples, to have the life of Christ alive in us, that we must remain connected to the source of life, the source of divine life, the source of grace, Jesus himself, that he is the vine and we must remain connected into him, just as branches are connected into a vine and bear fruit because of the vine. And so he uses this word, remain in me as I remain in you. Well, how precisely do we remain in Jesus? Concretely, what does that look like? Well, some of the other uses of the term remain in John's gospel give us a bit of an indication. For example, we could go back to John chapter 6, the famous bread of life discourse. Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. So one of the ways in which we remain in Jesus is by feeding on his body and blood, by receiving him in the great gift of the Holy Eucharist. Quite literally, Jesus comes into us. He remains in us as we feed on him, his body, blood, his soul, and divinity. Tomorrow's gospel, which will continue from this 15th chapter of John, we will hear Jesus say these words, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Another way in which we remain in Jesus and he remains in us is by being obedient to what he taught us. By not just being listeners of his words, as he will say elsewhere in the gospel, but being doers of the word. By following Jesus' commandments, by putting them into practice in our life, we remain in Jesus and he remains in us. A third way in which we remain in Jesus comes at the end of today's gospel. Jesus says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you will ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. We can remain in Jesus by meditating on his words, by frequently reading the words that he has given to us, by frequently reading the gospels, the sacred scriptures, by being very familiar with the words that Christ himself has spoken and all the other words of sacred scripture that speak to us of Christ. By remaining in his word, we remain in Jesus. Jesus clearly wants us to understand the importance of us staying connected into him as branches to the vine. Remain in me as I remain in you. Through the Holy Eucharist and all of the sacraments, by being obedient to Jesus' teachings, by putting his commandments into practice, and by being men and women who are very familiar with his words, by reading, reflecting, meditating on, and praying with Jesus' words. By these three means, among others, we will remain in Jesus. And so, having heard Christ's exhortation to be like branches into the vine, let us feed on him in the Eucharist. Let us keep his commandments and let us meditate upon his word.